SBS Radio.
Traditional owners in Western Australia's Midwest region have been simultaneously awarded native title recognition and a landmark economic package in an Australian first. Heavy rains caused floods both in New South Wales and Queensland. And in sports, in AFW, the Western Bulldogs have defeated the St Kilda Saints. This is NITV Radio News and my name is Šárka Pechová. Traditional owners in Western Australia's Midwest region have been simultaneously awarded native title recognition and a landmark economic package in an Australian first. An on-country federal court hearing in Geraldton has approved the Yimatji Nation's claim for native title determination, while an Indigenous land use agreement has also been signed with the state's government following negotiations that began in 2017. The $442 million land use package includes housing assets for lease or sale or development, investment for business and tourism development, access to water reserves and employment opportunities. NITV WA correspondent Ranji Harini has more.
For the first time ever, not only has a determination taken place, but the signing of an Indigenous land use agreement has also taken place for the Yimatji mob. So that was up in Geraldton, which is about 4 hours north of Perth. And both, as you said, the Federal Indigenous Minister for Australians, Ken White, and his nephew, Ben White, who is our State Aboriginal Affairs Minister, was in attendance. And the mob up there, they've got a non-exclusive possession rights of a number of different areas, including land, sea, farms, and towns within the Geraldton area.
An Aboriginal mother has died after allegedly being stabbed by her ex-partner. The 49-year-old Aboriginal woman was stabbed to death in front of her three children in Melbourne's southeast on Friday. A 44-year-old man has been charged with murder and is set to face court in June. Friends and family of the woman expressed their condolences on Facebook. The Alice Springs premiere of an award-winning documentary, In My Blood It Runs, will be screened on Saturday, February the 15th, followed by Q&A with the cast and filmmakers. The film tells the story of a 10-year-old child healer, Hunter, who speaks three languages, yet is failing at school and faces incarceration.
What I want is a normal life of just being me.
His family fights to give him a strong iron to education alongside his Western education.
They're not going to take my grandchildren away from me.
The film then follows the young boy as he finds space to dream, imagine and hope for his future self. On the week starting with the February 20th, the film will open in cinemas nationally. Heavy rains, damaging winds, and dangerous floodwaters are forecast to lash Sydney and the state of New South Wales again today. The warning comes after the Sydney Basin saw its heaviest rainfall in more than 20 years over the weekend. Floodwaters along major rivers reached their peak overnight, seeing a number of communities evacuate their homes yesterday. New South Wales State Emergency Service Assistant Commissioner Paul Bailey urges communities to proceed with caution.
We really are asking people to reconsider driving through any floodwaters. As I said, 200 people have driven into floodwaters and we've had to rescue them from there. It is really a lot of work that we are trying to do to stop people driving into floodwaters. And we're seeing things that we haven't normally seen. This has been the biggest event the SES has done in its history. We had over 4,000 calls for help in one day yesterday, and those calls continue to come in.
The communities of North Richmond and Windsor along the Hawkesbury River face moderate flooding. Moderate flooding is also set to continue along the Nepean River at Menangle and Camden. A flood watch is currently for the Upper Cox River and McDonald River. A search is underway for a person believed to be missing in Galston Gorge. About 391.6 millimeters of rainfall had fallen over the city, according to the Bureau of Meteorology. Andrew Richards from New South Wales State Emergency Services says Narrabeen Lagoon has had a lot of rain.
There are lots of trees down. There is still power outages, I believe, this morning as a result of the gale force winds that hit the coast. There are a number of reports of trees down on people's properties, on people's cars, as a result of the high winds and the wet weather that hit the area.
In Queensland, the flood danger for the regional town of Dalby, northwest of Brisbane, has subsided after concerns lives and properties could be at risk. Following heavy rainfall in the area, the town was warned of potential flooding. However, the flood risk has been downgraded to minor. Despite this, residents remain vigilant in case the Mile Creek waterway running through the town breaks its banks. Independent MP Zali Stegall has launched her private member's bill on climate change. Ms. Stegall's proposed legislation, including the establishment of an independent climate change commission. She says this would help take party political issues out of climate change policy.
This is as apolitical a bill as we can make it in putting forward a sensible plan for Australia to have a long-term safe future when it comes to dealing with the impacts of climate change.
Ms. Stegall's bill aims for Australia to have zero carbon net emissions by the year 2050. She says this is in line with the Paris Agreement, to which Australia is a signatory. Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor says the government is considering such a target. Mr. Taylor says the government expects to deliver a long-term carbon emissions reduction strategy before the key United Nations Summit on Climate Change, which is to be held in Scotland in November. Overseas now. All passengers and crew on board of a quarantined cruise ship docked in Hong Kong have been allowed to disembark. The World's Dream cruise docked in Hong Kong after being denied entry to the Taiwan port of Kaohsiung. Thousands of passengers and crew members were forbidden from leaving to prevent further spreading of the novel coronavirus after 8 former passengers caught the virus. Chief Port Health Officer Leng Yu Hong from Hong Kong's Department of Health says quarantine procedures are over.
全部船员大约1800多个的样本，全部呢。
All cruise ship members, more than 1,800, have tested negative for coronavirus. We, the health department and the World Stream Cruises, quarantine actions are now complete, so all passengers and crew members can disembark.
The country has suspended its 2 cruise terminals, which will remain closed until further notice. Switzerland is holding a vote on a proposal to make discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or sexual identity punishable by law. It's already illegal to discriminate on the basis of race or religion, and now members of Switzerland's LGBTQI community are hoping they will also get legal protection. Thousands of people have joined a vigil in northeast Thailand for the victims of the mass shooting by a disgruntled soldier in a local shopping center. The public have gathered in Nakhon Ratchasima to mourn Thailand's worst mass shooting, the death of 26 people and further 57 injured. Mourners pointing their fingers to the sky as a symbol that their prayers would lead the souls of the dead to heaven. Cafe owner Marut Chukuntut said the turnout was impressive.
We are here together without a plan. It happened 2 hours after the incident had ended. People started talking about coming here at 7 p.m. to mourn the victims.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says climate change is having a damaging impact on African peace, prosperity and development. He made the comments while addressing the African Union summit in Ethiopia. He says the African continent has done the least to contribute to climate change, but has experienced some of its severe impacts.
Africa has done the least to cause this emergency, yet suffers some of the most devastating consequences. To address those consequences, I continue to press for greater international support for financing, adaptation and resilience across the continent. Global commitment is needed also to reach carbon neutrality by 2050, including by the big emitters.
And to sports now. In AFLW, the Western Bulldogs have defeated the St Kilda Saints with 39-14 victory. Close to 8,000 fans packed into the Saints' home ground of Moorabbin to watch the match. The visitors set up the 25-point win with 3 early goals, leaving Saints supporters disappointed. The Women's National Basketball Association star Eliza Cambage has earned Australia a place at Tokyo's 2020 Olympics. Cambage was dominant in the final Olympic qualifying tournament in France, averaging 26 points at 11 rebounds across 3 games that netted 2 wins. The player was unable to hold back tears of joy after the 86-72 defeat of Brazil entered Australia's games berth later this year. And let's have a look at today's weather. Broome, possible shower or storm, top of 33. Perth, sunny and 34 degrees. Adelaide, also sunny and top of 30 degrees. Melbourne, humid with a few showers and 26. Hobart can expect rain at times and top of 22 degrees. Albury-Wodonga, humid, showers and 31. Canberra, possible storm with heavy falls and 23 degrees. Sydney, showers and wind easing, 28 degrees. Brisbane, similar conditions and 31. Townsville, possible shower with a top of 34 degrees. Cairns, possible shower and 33. Darwin, possible shower or even a storm with a top of 34. Alice Springs, mostly sunny with a top of 41. And Torres Strait Islands, cloudy with showers. There's a chance of a thunderstorm with a 25.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.